beyond being punished for being sick, because, I mean, this is the exact reason why people who are incarcerated in San Quentin are reluctant to cooperate with the medical authorities, is because when we do, even if we say that we're sick, then they put us in places like Badger. Now, there's people over there that, on the COVID-19 test, they didn't even take it. You know, they wouldn't take the test because they knew if they tested positive, the chances of them receiving medical attention is zero. Because the medical attention that they're giving me after testing positive for COVID-19 is they lock me into a cell, they give me cold meals for every meal. I can't even heat up water if I wanted to heat up the meals that they give me. There's no mental health services at all. There's people here that are triple CMS that have had their appointments canceled.
Well, the hunger strike right now that's going on,
I'd say there's probably about maybe two dozen guys that are refusing all food because of the conditions here in Badger Section. And basically what they're asking for is hot meals. That's all they want. Hot meals. They want mental health checkups. They want exercise and fresh air. And they want to be able to take showers and make phone calls to their loved ones. That's all they're asking for. Because we're basically not getting those, particularly the hot meals and the mental health checkups. That's just not happening. We have COVID-19, and we're just left to...
What happens if you're in Badger in solitary and you start to have a serious shortness of breath or you need immediate medical attention?
Then somebody would call, like, man down. That happened earlier today. It took them about 9 minutes to respond to that. And it was... This is only straight from... I have no idea what the real issue was, but it sounded like that it was a suicide attempt.
Oh, God.
That may not be true. I don't know. It just sounded like that. It was a suicide attempt. And it was of a guy who was supposed to be released from prison today.
Oh, my God. Is there anything else you want to have on the recording here?
No, that's good. It's just that, I did two stories, punished for being sick. Now I know what it feels like to be punished for being sick, I really wish that administration would, treat us like patients. And if we were treated like patients who have a disease, then that's how we would feel.
Yeah.
But we don't feel like that. We feel like we're being punished for having this disease, and that the people who are in charge of our lives, who are supposed to be our overseers to our lives, are just incompetent.
Yeah.
They're incompetent because the people that are making the decisions aren't coming to talk to us. Whoever they're talking to, they're not representing who we are as